Hello everyone, welcome to Sleeping Sloth. The time is now 2:18 p.m. and today we are going to be talking about more mindful issues about making ourselves move forward and improve in IAM goals and objectives that we're hoping to accomplish, and in doing so becoming better versions of ourselves. So picking up from our last podcast, I spoke about the need for therapy and the importance of how it helps you as you change, as you evolve, but also just helping you with your mental health. This week, what I would like to address is something a lot of us get confused about, and it's something that I myself struggled with, and I would say didn't 100% understand until probably last week. And what that is going through the process of understanding as you change your wants and your needs. When I got first introduced to the idea of the, you know, my counselor saying, well, what do you want and what do you feel you need? I felt, looking back now, that a lot of my responses were things that I wanted, but not what I needed. And so I would say things like, you know, I want this or I want that, and I want us to be this, and I want all of these things. But I think in saying that, I thought there were things I needed and not what I wanted. So after doing off research, the easiest way to explain it for anybody out there who's trying to sort of process what is it that I need in my life to make my life easier or make my life better, what is it that I want in my life, here is the way I understood it and the way I understand it and how I make my assessment of my wants and my needs. And so the best way to think about it is this. When you think of your needs, it is basically something that is essential for your day, your survival as a person. There is no negotiation. You're not willing to give it up. It might, your needs might change, but in the time that it's needed, there is no negotiation. And then we talk about our wants, which are things that we want to have or we want to happen. But if they don't happen, we'll be fine either way. It would be great if it happened. It would be great if we had it. But if that didn't happen, we'll be fine. So long as a lot of the things on our need lists are met. So looking at myself, there are quite a lot of different things, I guess, in the process of my self-growth and my change and my mindful awareness of my presence in the universe, in my family, but just as an individual myself, I start to realize that there are definitely things that I need, which I believe at the moment are not being met, and what they were my needs, but I put them in the want category. And the mistake that you make when you put your needs in the category of want, especially when you don't understand how different they are, is that you begin to negotiate and you begin to compromise your needs as though, oh, that's okay. If I don't have this or this doesn't happen, it will be okay. But in fact, what happens is when they're your needs, if those needs are not met, you tend to get down and sad and feel unfulfilled, or feel you have regrets, or you continuously feel as though something's not complete as compared to the want. So one thing that I used to put in my want category was that I wanted to be able to do things sometimes by myself. I wanted to travel by myself, or just have space to think by myself. And what I found was, because I had confused it with a want, and in thinking, oh, well, if that's not met, whether my my partner's home or my kids are home or they always want to be there, I can't get away, that'll be fine, I'll be okay. But as time went on, I realized I really, really needed this. And so for me personally, one thing I've now discovered is, which is my need and not necessary and not my want, is that I need to have time by myself. I need to be able to concentrate on myself as an individual and be separate from not always being a partner and not always being a parent, but sometimes being able to just be myself, the individual, separate from all of these other headings and areas that I tend to participate in. So for me, it's clear now that there is no compromise, because when I do compromise, I find that I get very sad and I feel very down and I feel as though I'm losing myself or I'm missing out on something, because I need that, especially as a creative person. It is something that is essential, I feel, for my survival, now that I've recognized that. And so those are things, or I need to spend time with people who are in my field, who are in my space, who are in my area. I need to be able to have time with them every once in a while, because if I don't, I feel lonely, I feel out of place, I feel disconnected, especially if my circle and the space that I'm in are not part of that group. And it's not to say that I don't enjoy all of the other ones, but as the person who is within this creative space, I need to sometimes have time with other creatives. And it doesn't have to be a friendship or anything, it just really needs to be spending time in that space where my mind is allowed to roam free and just be itself without explanation or explaining all of those things. So I start to recognize those things for me that are essential to keep me as me and continue to help me grow, I would say, are things that you want to put in your needs. When we come to want, there is a lot of negotiation, there's a lot of room. It would be fantastic. For example, I want, you know, I want more, you know, I want to be able to stay in the space that I'm in now, our house, our home. I want to be able to do that. And sometimes I want us to move to other countries and stay there for a bit. But if it doesn't happen, even though I think it will be a beautiful experience or fun experience for me and my partner and our children, if it doesn't happen, I will be fine. There will be no regret. I can still function and continue. Those are things that will be fantastic, but without it, I'm still okay. But it's still important when you take time to sit down and really, really assess what is it that I want and what is it that I need and use them across the board. This method I use for a lot of things, and what I do is I separate it into three different categories. So when I'm trying to work out what my wants and my needs are, I tend to, and I would recommend if you could, not to think of it as a collective list, but rather separate it into categories. So depending on if you're in a relationship or whether you've got children, in or out of relationship or on your own, will determine what kind of categories you put in. So I've got three categories for me personally. As an individual, as a person, as a creative person, what are my wants and what are my needs? As a parent, what are my wants and what are my needs? And that will determine, and still looking at yourself, not your children, because you're not asking them what they want or what their needs are, although it's important to teach them how to do it, but you're looking at it from your perspective. I need my children to be good people. There is no negotiation. I want you know, to be happy. Mm-hmm. I want them to follow their passion and do what they want. And that will be great if it, but it's not, it's up to them as well. It might or might not happen, and it might not necessarily be because of me, or because of them. So I want them to have these things, but if it doesn't happen, then I'm understanding of it and I can only be supportive. But for me, generally, I need my children to grow up to be good people. That is not negotiable in my mind, because I need people to be good people. I mean, it's very important. And then you can move on to relationships, whether you are single or not. What is it that you want and what is it that you need in a relationship? For me, what I've discovered is that one thing that is essential is that I need a partner that accepts me for the person that I am. I need a partner that is understanding of my continuous evolution and changes. I need a partner who sometimes takes minor interest in my interests or the things I do, whether it's something that they're interested in or just kind of involved. But at the same time, when I say need, I don't want, it's, I guess making the mistake is there's a good example. I want them to be able to do that. But if they can't, it's fine, because I understand that there are other spaces that I can go to that I can fulfill those needs with, especially if I'm in a space with a lot of other creative people. In my relationship, I need us to be open to each other, open with each other. And I need us to trust and faith in each other, in our, I guess, our love and compassion for each other. So regardless of what happens around us and stuff, I need my partner to know and understand that they're extremely important to me regardless, and that there are lots of different things that will, regardless of how they look at it, that they're very important. So it's very important for me that they understand that I love them and care for them dearly, not by me showing or plummeting in, but that they have trust and faith in that, so that they feel safe and confident in our relationship regardless. Now, with my want, there are lots of things. Like, I want my partner to come and experience my world with me, or I want, you know, actually, and speaking of needs, inequality. I need us to be equal in our parenting, in our sharing of our accommodation and our space. I need us to be equal. In our wants, I want us to spend, you know, fun times together, you know, a lot of activities together. But if it doesn't happen, that's fine. I want us to spend time going dancing, but I can understand if my partner is not really into that, even though I'm not, it's not going to be a make or break or ruin or interfere with any of our happiness, whether they come or not. I want them to. So understanding that, those different things, like I need us to communicate well. I need us to communicate well. It's not that I want, because if it doesn't happen, I don't think it's something that is negotiable for me. Perhaps in my earlier part of my relationship it was, but now it's not. So I've got a variety of different lists and different things that are deeper and that we can probably go into later. But overall, I think wants and needs are something that all of us as individuals need to take time and assess every year, 6 months if you like. But it's something that is important to assess in our life, in our individual life relationship, in our, if you're parents, in your parenting relationship, if you're in a partnership, in those romantic relationships, ship or ships, depending on how many you have or what you're in, are your needs being met? And are your wants being addressed as well? And there, your partner should then do the same, in which point you come together and there is communication, or you're with yourself and you tend to say, okay, are individuals in my life, or things in my life, or things that I'm doing, or path that I'm taking, meeting these needs, or are they only addressing what I want? So this is pretty much what I've been working on this week, and I probably will continue to work on. And I think once I go and I see my therapist later this week, it'll be something very exciting taking in all this information. And for me, the next few months is actually focusing more before the parenting and the relationship, is to actually focus on my need as a person and my need and my wants as an individual, because I think that addressing those first makes it a lot easier to then merge into the other areas. Because once you can help yourself feel a particular way and meet the particular needs that you are longing for, but that are required for you to be who you are 100%, you're freer and happier to go with confidence to do the other areas and work on the other areas that impact your family dynamic and your relationship. So please take some time, sit down in your practice, in your mindful experience of the world and who you are, and take some time to address what is it that you need in your life. What are your needs and what is it that you want? And hopefully, speaking to my counsellor will build some confidence, but I'll be able to come back to you next week and share some of those deeper lists of things that are my wants and my needs to be the individual that I am moving forward. So thank you for listening. Go out there, be mindful to yourself, to the world, to everyone. And if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, autumn is fully in swing, so everything's beautiful, at least in my opinion. The winds are here, it's cooled down, and the colours have changed. So go out there and enjoy it and observe and be with people all by yourself. Then if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, I believe that your seasons have changed and you are becoming warmer, and the sky might be getting bluer, and the water from the sky will be washing a lot of what it is around you. So go out there, experience that, be with people, and in that process, find your wants, find your needs, and perhaps if you can, go and speak to somebody about how you can get yourself to reach those goals. Thank you for listening, and I will check in next week. Bye bye.